Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I'm going to share a message today that God has really put on my heart a few weeks back. And I was looking at the verse in Psalm 23, verse 4 that we know. It's a familiar verse, but it says, it talks about the valley. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We're familiar with this verse. But I love what this verse says, and we've heard this preached many times before, that we as Christians will walk through the valley, but we won't stay camped in the valley. And what it says here, it doesn't say that God will cause us to avoid the valley completely. It doesn't say that the valley's not going to exist. It's not like once you get saved, your life just becomes fluff and bubbles and roses and nothing bad ever happens to you. But what we have to understand is if our strength is in God, then we keep persevering and we keep walking through until we leave the valley behind us. It's not something that we're going to stay in. And so as I began sort of looking at it and researching it, God began to just show me some things. And so what I want to talk about in regard to valleys today is I want to talk about seven valleys that will destroy your destiny. Seven valleys that we need to watch out for. And I pray that it will do something for you. So as we look at this, the first valley I want to talk about is the Valley of Achor. The Valley of Achor is a valley that we find in Joshua. It's talked about in Joshua 7 verse 25. It says, and Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones and they burned them with fire. And after they had stoned them with stones, then they raised over him a great heap of stones still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. I want to just talk about this first valley, and I believe the first valley that will destroy your destiny is just simply the valley of distractions. So many people, I think, miss out on their destiny, and I believe it's a strategy of the enemy, and it's just simple distractions. Anything that catches your eye that is outside the will or the timing of God is a distraction. When God speaks to you and God gives you purpose and gives you destiny and tells you to do things, you need to stick to the plan that God has given you. Don't get distracted. So many, after being a youth pastor for years and years, I saw so many young people fall away, and it's not because they had a heart to turn from God. So often it was because they started school or perhaps went to a new school or got in a group of friends and just got distracted from the call of God. People don't often wake up in the morning and decide, I'm going to turn from God today. I'm going to cheat on my wife today. I'm going to cheat on my husband today. Something catches your eye and it begins through just a distraction. And I want to tell you, distractions, that a distraction from the enemy will destroy your destiny. You've got to understand this and get it in your heart. In fact, it says in 1 Corinthians 7:35, and this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distractions. We need to serve God without being distracted. Don't let the enemy come in and distract you. In Galatians, it also talks about walking in the Spirit. It says walk in the Spirit and then you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk in line with what God is telling you. Walk in line with the direction He's telling you to go in, and you won't get distracted. So often it can just be a simple distraction. The valley of distraction will destroy your destiny. The second valley that I want to talk about is the valley of Eshcol. The Bible says in Numbers 32 verse 9, it says, for that when they went up to the valley of Eshcol, and saw the land, they were discouraged, that they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. So they did not go into the land which the Lord had given them. The second valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of doubt. Doubt will destroy your destiny. And that's what happened in this story. God had a promised land set aside for them, but they allowed doubt and unbelief to come into their heart and it robbed them of their destiny. You've got to understand that when God speaks destiny and speaks purpose over your life, that means that there is territory for you to take. As a Christian, you are called to take territory for the kingdom of God. You are not called to just exist. When you step onto that campus, when you step onto that workplace, you are called to take ground for the kingdom of God. You got to take new ground. That's what your destiny is. But doubt and unbelief will destroy that destiny. If you question, what God has called you to do. Question the call of God on your life. Question His faithfulness. Question who you are. So many Christians that don't have a revelation of who they are in the kingdom of God. That's what robbed their destiny in this story. You cannot allow doubt to come in. Doubt will destroy your destiny. It says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5 to 7, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which first dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We've got to stir up faith. We've got to stir it up in our heart. That's why church is so good. That's why getting around other Christians that encourage you and singing praise and singing worship, it stirs it up. You've got to get so full of faith that you don't have room for doubt. Doubt will destroy your destiny. Because understand, your destiny is it's a supernatural destiny that God has given you. It's a supernatural call that God has given you. How do I know that? Because we serve a supernatural God. And a supernatural God is not going to give you a natural calling. So understand, if you've got a supernatural calling upon your life, sometimes that's going to look scary. Sometimes it's going to look like you can't do it. Guess what? You can't do it. And that's what's great about the Christian walk is it's not us that do it, but it's God that's in us. That's why He says in Zechariah, He says, it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my Spirit. I thank God that He has called me to do things that I cannot do. Do you want a destiny that you can do? How boring would that be? A destiny, a plan, a purpose on your life that you look at and think, oh yeah, that's cool. I got that. That's all good. I want a destiny and a plan and purpose that puts me to that place of prayer every day where I get on my knees and say, God, I need you today. Because even the idea of stepping into this today freaks me out. But I know that you are a God that is bigger than the circumstances and situations that I face. Doubt. It'll destroy your destiny. It's a valley of doubt. Don't get caught in the valley of doubt. The third valley that I want to talk about is the valley of Kidron. The Bible talks about the valley of Kidron a few times. This was this valley that Jesus traveled through to visit Lazarus at Bethany when Lazarus had died. The valley of Kidron, Jesus also crossed it from the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane to be arrested. David escaped through the valley of Kidron to escape his rebellious son, Absalom. The valley of Kidron is taken from the Hebrew word kodah, which actually means ashy, to be dark colored, to mourn in sackcloth, and to be heavy. The third valley, the valley of Kidron, the third valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of hurt. We will all, every single one of us is going to go through hurt, disappointment, sadness, heaviness. It's a part of life. The Bible says that there's a time for weeping. There's a time for mourning. But if you stay there, it will destroy your destiny. It will destroy what God has called you to do. And I know some of you have gone through horrible hurt, horrible pain, perhaps the loss of a loved one, a difficult divorce, heartbreak, hurt. But understand, if you stay in that place of hurt, it will destroy your destiny. Don't let hurt hold you back from what God has called you to walk in. The Bible says that, yes, we will go through challenges, but the Bible says that Jesus came to what? Heal the brokenhearted. That you can go through heartbreak, but Jesus can heal it. And you've got to understand, it doesn't have to hold you back. Let me show you this verse in Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 5, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca." The valley of Baca is interpreted as being the valley of weeping. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. As you go through, as you pass through the valley of Baca or the valley of weeping, those whose strength is in God, He will make that valley a spring. I don't know if you get this in your heart, but that's saying to us that as you walk through that hurt, if your strength is in God, it'll be that very hurt that will actually not hold you back, but will propel you into your destiny. If your strength is in God, it lines up with where God says, whatever, what Satan meant for evil, God will turn around for the good. If you will make a decision, I'm not going to stay in this place of hurt. I'm not going to stay in this place of disappointment. We justify it. We the enemy gets in our thinking and we justify and say, well, this happened to me. I know, Pastor, I get it. I get what you're saying. It's cool. But this happened to me. How long are you going to hang on to that hurt? Because some of you hang on to it and then it turns into a victim mindset. I know it hurt. I know it was difficult, and I don't want to play down people's hurt and people's pain here. That's not what I'm trying to do, but I want to stir you and encourage you. Don't stay there. Get the healing you need to get from God. Allow the Holy Spirit. Pursue God. Allow the Holy Spirit to come and heal your hurt and heal your pain. Don't let the valley of hurt destroy your destiny. The fourth valley, as we quickly move through this, the fourth valley is a valley in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and He set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" So I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Again, He said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God of these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord." The fourth valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of dryness. When I say the valley of dryness, dryness of spirit. Dryness will destroy your destiny. There's nothing better than getting with someone that's got a fresh spirit. That's why the presence of God is so powerful. That's why those moments that we have in church or perhaps by yourself listening to worship or reading the word, don't let your Christian walk become routine. We can't get familiar. We've got to keep that hunger. Don't let yourself get dry. I was watching footage of the underground church in China where there was a Bible delivery where they were able to sneak some Bible into a small congregation of people. And I remember it touched my heart as I saw people rip open these boxes and grab the Word of God and hold it to their face and smell it because they couldn't believe that they actually got a full Bible. Touched my heart because I thought, wow, how familiar can we get with the Word of God? And we think, wow, I'm just going to tick this box. Listen, don't let yourself get dry in spirit. You'll miss what God has for you. The Holy Spirit is attracted to a hungry heart. People that are hungry, don't let yourself get dry. Dryness of spirit. Dryness of spirit will destroy your destiny. We get watered down. We get, listen, don't keep in that place of hunger for God. Hunger for His presence. As we look at the fifth valley that I want to talk about is the valley of Hinnom. The valley of Hinnom was a valley, a place that, where that field was located, where Judas hung himself. The fifth valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of guilt. The valley of guilt. We have all made mistakes. The Bible said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But you cannot let your past mistakes, the guilt, the shame, the condemnation, you cannot let that get a grip of you because it will destroy your destiny. That's what I love about the grace of God. Do you understand how powerful the grace of God is? I love the lyrics of that song we'll sing, no matter what I've done, no matter where I've been, you pick me up again. You know how powerful the grace of God is. But sometimes we hear a wrong theology of the grace of God. We have too many people that now are using the grace of God as a ticket to do whatever you want. That's not what the grace of God is about. The grace of God doesn't just deal with your past. It empowers you for your future. What does that mean? It means you look across your past and you see all the mistakes we made and how His grace covered that, and His grace gave us a goodness and a love that we didn't deserve. And because of that, it now empowers me to live right. But that guilt, you cannot allow the guilt and condemnation, the guilt and condemnation of past mistakes, past hurt. It will destroy your destiny. Some of you go to step out. You go to step out into the things of God. I had to go through this when I first came back to God. You'll go to step out. Maybe you want to get involved in the heart for Gainesville, and you want to get involved in the community, and the enemy will come. But remember when you were doing that? And then you step back. And you get excited about getting hungry for God, and maybe you want to start lifting your hands in service and get passionate, and the enemy will say, yeah, but remember when, what about this? And you step back. It's guilt and shame, and condemnation. The Bible tells us there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Don't let the guilt, don't let the shame hold you back. That valley of guilt and shame will destroy your destiny. As we move through the second last valley is the valley of Jehoshaphat. In Joel 3:21, it says that let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the wine press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. This was God speaking through Joel, the prophet Joel, where he called up the Gentiles that had been attacking God's people, and he called them up as a time for war type thing. Called them up to this valley. But he refers to them as being in the valley of decision. The sixth valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of decision. When I talk about decision, I'm talking about double-mindedness. Being unsure, not sure of what you believe, not sure of where you stand. Too many Christians that I've seen that are in the valley, they live in the valley of decision. It's okay to go through it where you're weighing up what your revelation is, you're weighing up what you want to stand for, but you cannot stay in that valley of decision. If you stay there, you will fall. Because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We have Christians that they're not sure. Even when I'm with this Christian group, this is how I sort of am. And then here, it's a bit looser here because this is okay. And then this is okay. Bro, like, where are you? Where are you? What do you believe? I love this verse in 1 Kings. So Ahab, 1 Kings 18, 20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came down to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him, not a word. Valley of decision. I love the story of Daniel. Remember Daniel, when Daniel came, was chosen with his friends before the king, and they said, you can eat. We're going to feed you and let you eat of the king's table. You know what it says in Daniel 1, verse 8? It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. I love how the Bible puts that. Purposed in his heart. We need some purpose-hearted Christians. You know what you believe. You know what you stand for. And it's not in a judgment. Hear what I'm saying? It's not in a judgment. I actually think one, sometimes the greatest witness to lost people is when a Christian will just stand strong. Say, listen, I love you. It's all good. But this is me. Some of you live, the reason why you find it hard to stand is you're living off secondhand revelation that someone else has told you. It's time to mature. Get in the Word of God. Get your own revelation. And you'll stand strong. You won't be double-minded. Sweat is going to destroy your destiny. You're playing with fire and you're going to blink and your destiny's gone without you. Just so that you could appease a group of people over here. It's not worth it. Is your destiny, a call that God has for you, is it worth it? The last valley is real simple. It's just the valley. It's a valley called Siddim. It's a valley talked about in Genesis during the days of Lot. The valley of Siddim was where they had the battle of Siddim occurred between four Mesopotamian armies and five cities of the Jordan Plains. It was this valley of Siddim. The Bible refers to in Genesis 14. It says that this was the valley that the armies of Sodom and Gomorrah fell into during their retreat during the war. The seventh valley that will destroy your destiny is the valley of sin. Sin in your life. And like what I shared earlier, the Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I'm not talking about just, I'm talking about sin that you willfully hang on to. And you're trying to do what God has called you to do. You're holding on to sin that perhaps no one knows about. Perhaps you think it doesn't matter, but it's weighing you down on the destiny that God has called you to walk. You got to deal with the sin in your life. Again, understand your destiny is not worth it. Is it really, you really want to sell out on the purpose and the plan that God has for you just because of this addiction that you cannot seem to shake? Because of this sin that you're hanging on to in your life? Get it right. Give it to God. Don't let it weigh you down. It's a heaviness, the weight. It's a weight. I've done it before. Years ago, I remember trying to do the church deal and trying to do it and walking, you know, doing the world and then coming into church and just carrying sin in my life. There's a weight of it. And the Bible tells us that you'll pay a price. There's the wages of sin. The Bible says is death. But you need to know that there's freedom through Jesus Christ. You're going to pay a price for sin. It's crazy. The price has already been paid. No one buys something and then takes it back and pays for it again. Jesus has paid the price. It's already been done. You just got to receive. You got to receive the forgiveness of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Receive that freedom and get that sin in your life. Get it right. Don't go another day. Don't go another moment carrying this sin. It is not worth it, and it will cost you your destiny, because your destiny is too great. Some of you are trying to carry, it's like you're trying to carry extra baggage onto the flight of your destiny. But it's not going to go where you think it will, because it's got too much on board. You need to get rid of it. Give it to God and let God deal with it. The valley of sin is the last valley that will destroy your destiny.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.